Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 12th of June. Yesterday's European Central Bank policy error was accompanied by some rather weak justification. Talk of the oil inflation shock broadening out is, to use a technical economic term, nonsense. Non-oil prices will rise as oil input costs are passed through. But there's no evidence of anything other than a mere pass-through of oil costs into consumer prices. Wages remain modest in terms of growth, and profit-led inflation has not yet appeared. Today's final May inflation data from Germany and Spain is not going to be a market focus, but the details should confirm there's no broadening of inflation pressures in Europe. Nonetheless, the rhetoric and the general sense of a Teutonic cry of "we must have discipline" echoing throughout the ECB suggests that the error may well be compounded with a second unnecessary rate increase. The European Central Bank's Nagel is already suggesting a desire to make things worse with a July rate hike. Meanwhile, US President Trump has declared, for what media report to be the 39th time, that agreement with Iran is just around the corner. Iran's media is suggesting the United States has accepted Iranian proposals for an agreement, and that increases credibility amongst investors as to the prospect of a settlement of some kind. However, much of the current market reaction may simply reflect Trump backing down from further missile strikes against Iran, which is an obvious de-escalation of the situation, at least for the near term. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively shut, so market reactions can only be about expectations at this stage. June US Michigan consumer sentiment data is, of course, meaningless noise, but the partisan breakdown of inflation expectations is probably worth a glance. Only a tiny number of people actually give their opinions in this poll, but the persistence of political polarization is indicative of the challenges of survey evidence. Where polls like this do matter is the extent to which politicians take them seriously. Other polls have suggested a majority of Republican voters now blame Trump for the affordability crisis in the states, and that is a pressure that may manifest itself in things like the Iranian policy and the potential of a tariff policy in the future. The UK did a quick data dump of activity-related information. The pattern is following global trends in that the manufacturing data came in stronger than expected, with a boost from specifically computer-related production. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.